Hey mate, it's me. I thought I'd ring you because the internet's like, and my reception, it's just really patchy. So like I sent those emails this morning, one to Animals Queensland and one to the DPI, just to get some confirmation that they've received the sample, because I want to give them a hurry up so we get the samples back by Friday. They've got the list. It's exactly the same. So that those two things that I've just sent you, yeah. All right, yep, the second one. Yeah, I had forgotten to send to fill out their online form the first time around, and then it just didn't occur to me yesterday. But they've got the list in with the sample. There's no need for them to ask us for it because it's actually already been sent, is it? So I don't know what they're talking about. Yeah, no, don't do that, because that's the last lot of exports. Yeah, so yeah. Oh, probably it's just someone pedantic there going that the one you provided isn't good enough because it's not our form. But it's all the samples are labelled according to the ring numbers, which are also on the list that's been sent with them, which is the accurate list. It's the list that as it's been registered with CITES. So. No. That, I mean, it dated on the 4th. That's just the permit. Yeah. No. So that's the list. So the list of birds that I've sampled twice, that I have to do twice in 14 days, exactly 14 days apart and 7 days before departure. Yeah, that's all they want is the list of birds, but they've got it with the sample. So the first thing I would try is just don't call them. Just reply to the email so that the list has been provided with the sample request. It's a separate form, and it's the CITES list of birds with one additional bird. And then if they're still asking for it, for you to email it again, email the CITES permit list, which is the one where I've handwritten 54 Aratinga as the last bird in the list. Yeah, that one. Send that one. Because that's the actual permit. That's the import permit. So, and it's probably because I've didn't provide them with the multiple samples submission sheet. That's all they're going off about. They've still got to input it into their system. It's no less work for them to read it off the list I provided or that one. No different. And I mean, they didn't ask for us to fill out that form last time, the last lot of samples. No, the one I just sent 2 weeks ago, they didn't ask us to fill that out. I just got, yep, we've received the samples, thanks very much. Because I wanted that confirmation because Scott dropped them off this morning. Oh, probably. Probably. It's got to be difficult. Anyway, if you further email that image, that CITES permit image. Then they'll have that. With it says CITES on the top of it. Cool. Thanks, mate. All right. Just text me again because I do get the text. I just don't or get them exactly when you sent them. Yeah. I think I'm only getting reception out when I'm out of the building. Yeah. Was it today okay? The boys better behaved. You know, how else was I going to say something? Oh, yeah. I sent a message to both of them. Just, I don't think football's appropriate in the workplace. So, you know, I'm sure if there's nothing much on, then follow up the cases because Saturday was manic. I'm sure Chrissy has plenty for you to help her with. So I sent them that to Brock and to Al. Well, tough. It's the way it is. And if, you know, I think you just got to keep on him. I mean, Adrian said that. That was constant. So don't feel bad and like, Al, can you do this? Can you? Because that's what I do. around there. Is Kiri there today? No, Al's there today. Kiri's there tomorrow. We have received one invoice for the last round of testing. So I need to invoice Scott. So if you can mention it to Kiri tomorrow, just to make it up as I billed it last time. Basically check the invoice, make sure it's the same. But yeah, like we'll bill it the way I did for the last round. Yeah. Thank you. Is it busy today? Really? Why does it have to be manic the days I'm on? Nah. The magazine comes out, hopefully they publish Brock's photo as well. But like the dragon, how's the dragon going from Friday? Oh, it was the worst one I've ever had to do. Yeah. It was really Oh. Not eating much is probably not surprising. Can't hurt for us to get blood and just check the liver function on if we're worried about it, because the liver looked quite fatty and inflamed to me. But it's likely because it was gravid, so not necessarily a bad thing. Metabolic, it'll resolve by itself, but I don't know. It was really bad. It bled from, multiple sites where I thought I'd ligated the median vein. It wasn't ligated. And then again and again, for probably three or four occasions where it bled and I had to control bleeding just from that one site. So, and then the follicles were difficult. Like several follicles broke as I was extracting it. The hemoclips didn't work because the tissues were too slippery. So I used sutures instead. Yeah, none of it was straightforward. No. Al did really well with the anaesthetic, really well. And, he had to sit with her because it took her probably 3/4 an hour to get fully awake afterwards as well. So, anyway. I said to him, Chrissy would be very glad she's not here for this one. And he said, oh, thanks for that. But he's been good. He was good on Friday and he was good on Saturday too. Yeah. So, just get some jobs. Anything else? Yes, I've passed on your hellos to all of our mutual colleagues. Okay, mate. Is he talking? Because I can't hear it. Okay, I can't hear what, hello. I'm like, I think Brock's talking in the background, but I can't hear what he's saying. So, just muttering and mumbling away to yourself, I'm sure of it. Yeah, yep. Excellent. No worries. How are you doing? Hey, are you at home at the moment or are you at your mum and dad's? You can't even stay there together. It's too hard. Oh, I forgot to send you. Do you want me to text you Alex's number, that agent? Oh, yeah, she's amazing. She did. Yeah. Oh, did they? Yeah, I don't know. I remember it. Did they say that was part of your award this year? Well, the AGM is coming up. The AGM's this afternoon, so I imagine it'll be then. But also, what was I going to ask? Didn't they, you know, when the college put their newsletter out, didn't they say that that was like a award, like a monetary stipend sort of award or something? Okay, yeah, I will. No, I was talking to her last night. So I'll, I'll just ask her what that looks like, that came out, because it only started last year. But if that's the case, obviously. No, it's all right. I'll suss it out. It'll be very, what do you say? No one will know, but I will suss it out. Yeah. Yep. So, hello. We had lunch together. She's did her talk. I was just going to say she's had a really good table at UPV, or she's probably done it under the UPV banner, the antimicrobial classes. So a better one than what we've got, which is the chicken one. Yeah, so I think that'll be in the notes. Yeah. And she's... Yeah. No, yeah, go on. Go on. I haven't. No. Yeah, I think that's a you thing. Yeah. No, we don't. I won't do that. Adrian's the sort of person that would do that, but not me. No, it's all good. Anyone else you want me to say hi to if they're here? Because Sasha's the only one here from Budrum. You may. No, James is here. Yeah. Yeah, said hello a couple of times. Yes, last night and today. And that's all. That is all. No. Oh, Kat is here from Chermside, yeah. She said, I didn't recognise her first because she's got really long hair now. Not short anymore. And Yeah, no worries. And apparently I've just found out, so JR, who's the Galexia vet, chicken vaccine and stuff, he said our good backyard breeders, so even, you know, it might be worthwhile us getting onto people like City Chicks to see if they can have a regular vaccine for coccidia, because if they're going to have consistency, that would be one that they can... coccidia and Marex, obviously, and ILT if they're willing to do it. I just don't know if they'd spend it. But, it's not worthwhile for our individuals. It's only the breeders that would benefit, but... Yeah, he did a good talk on how the ATFL live attenuated vaccine perpetuates and is protective for coccidia, and I didn't fully understand how it works, so that's good. That's in the notes as well, so yeah. Oh, good. All right, well, have a good arvo, and I'll talk to you. Just give us a call if there's anything curly. It's just that Chrissy might need a little bit of a hand. These samples have reached the lab, but I didn't get the sample receipt yet. So I emailed them this morning just to follow up and sort of said, look, can I have the sample receipt for those birds for export? And now they're asking for the list or something, but the list has been provided with the samples, so I don't know what they're asking for. I just sent the list of birds on the CITES permit rather than filling out their form, because I actually forgot about it last time, and they didn't even make a note of it. So I just said to Chrissy if she could reply to the email, quote the job number, which he has, and the attachment which I've just sent her, which is the CITES list. Yeah, cool. All right, mate. Thank you. All right. No, unless she does. All right. Okay, have a good arvo. No worries. Bye.